Hi, it's Beth here, over 65, still talking. This is episode 292. Okay, on Tuesday, I read this article about a speed skater that gave up her spot for her friend, another teammate. And I thought, oh, that's really nice. Well, it stayed with me all week because it's really a lovely story. And the more I looked into it, the better it was. So what happened was, there were speed skating trials in Milwaukee, and the 218 Olympic Erin Jackson, she slipped and fell. Well, she slipped and she lost a whole second of her time. And this was her one event. And so Brittany Bowe, who had qualified for two other events, had gotten second place for this one. And the big Erin, who should have gotten it altogether, she got third place. She worked as hard as she could. I watched it over and over, fought back as hard as she could, but she lost an entire second. So what happened next was she went to bed. You know, Brittany went back to her place. Erin went back to her place, and Brittany started thinking about it. She's known this teammate since they were children together in Florida. And she couldn't quite live with herself going to the Olympics without Erin, who deserved the shot. So she gave up her place. That's amazing. So I looked into it, and the more I looked into it, the more this Brittany Bowe is just an amazing human being. In 2016, she was at the top of her powers, because she's 33 now. And she, when training, had this concussion. She fell, had a huge concussion. Everybody thought it was going to take 3 or 4 weeks for her to recover. It took months, and then it took a year. And during that year, she started having mental problems and anxiety and panic attacks, things she'd never had before. And it took her a long time, but she finally got help. And she had to go to a hypnotist to imagine what it was like to win, because she lost part of her memory. And she lost a lot of her prowess in that year that she couldn't practice with her whole heart. So it took her a long time to come back to where she got to right before this training. She went to the Olympics in Pyeongchang and in China, and she got a third place medal. She probably should have had a whole bunch more, but the concussion did her in. And it's taken her years. It took her a year to come sort of back. It's taken her all this time to come 100% back. So she qualifies for 3 Olympics, you know, events. She could have, you know, and we have that image in our mind of the Olympian with 3 medals around their neck. That's what she could have had. But she had this friend, Erin Jackson, who's 29. And she really is the best at the 500 meters in the whole world. So Brittany thought it was what she should do for America, for the team, for the sport, and especially for her friend. I mean, honestly, people say they would do something like that, but who really does? So I was looking at her history. She used to be a basketball player. She changed careers. She's given her heart and soul to speed skating. She is everyone's favorite player. Everyone knew on the team what she was made of, what Brittany was made of. But all anybody saw on the outside was just the time she had and the way she conducted herself. But now the whole world knows that she is just as good on the inside as she is on the outside. So I just wanted to, I'm going to be the biggest fan of these two, and they're both going to be watching each other during every race the whole time. Everybody on the Olympic team is excited about these two now. And they want them both to win. All Brittany Bowe did was add fuel to the fire, add wonder to the Olympics. Everybody on the entire Olympic teams everywhere, every sport, wants to watch these two now. She said in an interview that it's just the Olympic spirit. And it was just the right thing to do. And she took her time. That's, you know, other people have done things like they compared it to this event at the Olympics where okay, there were these two guys, and one was from Italy and one was from Qatar, and they had the exact same high jump, exactly to the minuscule millimeter of an inch. And instead of going through the event again, they decided to share the gold medal. I don't think that's similar to what she did. They say it's similar to what Brittany did. Uh-uh. That's not similar. You both get a gold medal. I don't see how anybody sacrificed anything in that one. I'm sorry. This Brittany gave up her place in the 500, which I saw her race, and she is good. And she's better than any of her other times because she's gotten total control of her emotions. And she speaks about mental illness and anxiety attacks. And she talks in schools. And she actually even did something with Legos to show kids how she races around the track. This girl is amazing. Nobody does this. I asked Kit. I said, would a man do this? He said, nobody would do that. I said, Brittany Bowe did that. He said, well, maybe women would do it because they're just so much nicer than men. I was like, maybe, but I don't think many women would do this. I don't think anybody but Brittany would have done this. This is the most remarkable thing. It's the most self-sacrificing, and she did it for her team. She did it for America. She did it for Erin, and they have known each other since they were little. Erin has looked up to her since she was tiny. But still, she did it. She went away. She slept on it. It's not like she did it in the heat of the moment. She went away. She reflected. She thought. And then she did it. So this is my favorite Olympic story. I'm going to start watching the Olympics because of what this girl did. She's brought it back to this beautiful, beautiful event where people bring out the very best in themselves. It's going to make me cry on the inside and the outside. And she said she is just so proud to be on Team America and to be going to the Olympics. And now she's even happier because Erin's going with her. I'm like, wow. So I just wanted to tell a nice story. And the fact that she came back from a concussion, it hasn't always been easy for her. This is her one big shot. She's 33. And she gives up one of her three chances for her teammate. So it's not like she's got 25 gold medals around her neck and she's giving up one. It's like her best chance ever. And she's giving it to Erin. I can't stop thinking about it, and it makes me happy. So I just wanted to tell you a nice story, a really, really nice story about a very, very wonderful athlete. Somebody that little girls could admire. And I admire. I admire as the little girl inside me and the big girl on the outside. All the girls inside me are admiring Brittany Bowe. And I just want you to cheer for her. I just want you to watch the event because I really do believe that all that collective energy does help somebody win. I believe in magic and I believe in Brittany, and Erin is adorable too. So just had to tell you a nice story because I'm looking for them. And this one is the best one I've found. So it keeps me sane just thinking about all the lovely things people can do when they're at their most wonderful. And Brittany, she tops it. So stay sane. That's our goal. And I will be back. Bye-bye.